What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, going to the NEC, talk to my man Chris Krause, Stone Hill, Skyhawks doing his thing, year two going to D1. Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. We're in the preseason, busy getting our group ready and trying to prep them for the season, but we're good, man. Good to see you, and appreciate you having me back on.
Yes, sir. Chris, I'm asking, I can say in the open here, how was this first year of D1, man, transitioning over? All the different rules and yet you have to deal with. So how has that whirlwind been for you?
I mean, it was certainly a change, you know, for us coming from Division II to Division I. A lot of nuances and differences that just we had never experienced. But as we look back and obviously reflecting on the season, we finished tied for second in the NEC. Unfortunately, we weren't postseason eligible last year, which the NEC has now made a new change in a postseason rule. So we're eligible to play in our conference tournament now. Had that been the case, you know, I thought we had a really good team and finishing second. I think we had a chance to go at a title last year, but we really enjoyed it. You know, we got a real taste right off the bat. Our opening game last year was at UConn, who happened to be, you know, the national champs. And, you know, for us to walk into play the Huskies, and here we go, first game under the lights, you know, 12,000-13,000 people. It was really exciting. Our guys, our alumni, our school, to play there at UConn. We then went on the road at West Point and Army. We got our first win a couple days later, and we had a really good season, a really good fall, a non-conference schedule with some opening wins. We beat Holy Cross. We beat Binghamton on the road. Obviously the West Point win, and then jumping into league play just to learn about the NEC. I thought we, you know, obviously we, as I mentioned, our record and our where we finished, but I thought we were really competitive and proved that we belonged. We had some really good players, and our guys showed that, you know, our Stonehill players, but also some of our Division II guys, they can really play. Andrew Sims was a first-team All-League player. Isaiah Burnett, second-team All-League. And then Max Zigarewski, who's back here with us this year, was third-team. So we had three All-Conference players. And, yeah, we were really happy, really pleased with what we did. And it was great to see just the community here. There's so much excitement at Stonehill about, you know, the Division I transition, the move, and obviously our season and schedule with how we did. And especially now we're going to go play Kentucky. We're going to play the Hurricanes, then in Miami. We're going to play Rutgers. We're playing UConn again. You know, we're open up at George Washington. There's a lot of excitement and a buzz about this program at this level. So pleased and excited with year one. And we got a lot of work to get ready for year two here.
No doubt. And I think what's good for you is how the calendar's changed now with the calendar. You can have your guys in the summer for an amount of time in the fall here. So how is that adjustment as well? Knowing you can touch your guys more and work on them getting better so you can come out guns blazing on November 6th there when this thing kicks off.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was the first time. Last summer, we didn't do it. So with the transition last year, we weren't able to get our guys up in the summer. Just things were happening too quick. And to have that ability, and even especially see some of the new faces, the freshmen and some of the transfers. And, you know, we had a couple guys that were injured last year that we were able to get on the floor with them. So we really enjoyed it. We definitely took advantage. Weight room, I think, is the biggest aspect where you can get your guys lift and get them stronger or get them in a program of just some recovery situations that if they're at home or as a Division II coach, we didn't have that luxury. And you hoped and you would text them and talk to them and hope that they were doing it on their own at home, you know, with their own trainers or in their gyms. But for us to have them here was great. Just you start preparing a little bit earlier. You start, you know, developing, working with them. I'd say personally, the flip side, it's a lot more work, you know, on our side, on the coaching side and mine, just having done that. You know, I'm leaving home, leaving my kids at whatever time in the morning to go to the office and prepare a practice plan, meet with the staff and get on the floor. That was certainly different. So, you know, some getting used to on my side administratively and things like that. But from a competitive hoop standpoint, it was awesome. I just loved working with the guys and loved getting them better.
100%. And I feel like you said, that strength piece is really big and recovery piece because, you know, you all play two semesters, a long season. You have to get guys through March, hopefully, and beyond. And I know that's hard to do. So those hard yards you put in during the fall, during the spring and the summer, what gets you through that, though, that long grind of November to March.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and that's why, whether it's football to baseball, you name a sport, you know, obviously with ours, that's one of the biggest transition pieces is the strength level as you're playing against older guys and college men, you know, here in college basketball. So these young kids and the high school freshmen, they got to get used to that. So the more time in the weight room and in the weight room doing things the right way for their bodies just, you know, helps prepare them for what's coming. So it's a huge, huge part of it.
And I think, Chris, what people don't understand is how important having a good strength coach is, because that guy's is a lady is with the players more than you are.
A lot of times.
And they see a lot of stuff that you don't see. It helps keeps them from getting to you. But talk about how important the fans don't understand that strength conditioning role so important in a college basketball program.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think, you know, as you're searching through the recruiting process, I think that's an aspect to your point, Jared, that people don't look at. You want to obviously program coaches. What are they going to do for you? But you want to search out a really good strength coach, you know, because that coach is obviously number one going to get you stronger. But they're going to deal with all the little ailments or injuries or soreness that, you know, you have. You've obviously got your training room to get treatment or ice or whatnot. But your strength coach can prepare a program for you that can really set you up for your future and to help you on your path to reach your potential. And our guy, like we've got a great one here, Jason Aguiar, and Jay, like he individualizes the programs for each of our guys based on where they're at from freshman to graduate student, sophomore, whatever the year. And then obviously with their injuries, with what they're dealing with to try to give guys what they specifically need. I'd say even for me, like I don't think I realized this until years ago that the strength coach is so critical for the players, but it's also for a coach, you know, where we're going into practice and we're preparing a week or a day and having conversation with him, knowing, okay, what did they do in the weight room? And hey, we were a little leg heavy today, or like, so we work together on that aspect to kind of just, you know, give the guys what they need or what they should be doing based on, you know, what our strength coach is involved with and everything. So, but yeah, it's such a huge, huge piece of conditioning and weight room training to get these guys to play at an elite level.
And Chris, so this summer in the workouts that you had, who are some guys you think really got better on your roster? There's some newcomers coming in as well. So what are some guys who really popped to you doing workouts this spring and this summer?
You know, I think honestly, we had a, from top to bottom, the guys that were playing, we spent a lot of time on just skill development. It's kind of what we do in our program is our focus is get guys better. You know, we didn't put in any sets. We didn't really do too much just game planning or anything like things like that. And we were focused on just player development. So we had one of our guys who did not play last year. He redshirted, Jackson Benigni, who was coming off a knee surgery. So to get him back on the court and be able to coach him and work with him again, Jackson had a great summer. You know, we had a couple guys that have transferred in. Pano Pavlidis from Hartford, who we were really impressed with and had a great summer. Shane O'Dell, a Division II player from College of St. Rose, who had a, you know, he was recovering from an injury prior, but to get him back acclimated and working again, he's really talented and really good. Tony Felder, a transfer from VMI, who, you know, had a great freshman year, and then now he's with us. He was just fantastic this summer, showed a lot of leadership ability and his skill level, and just trying to figure him out, those three transfers, and, you know, Tony, who's a point guard, and the ball is going to be his hands quite a bit, to see what they do. And they showed us a lot of ability. And then we had four freshmen, you know, that all came in here and all showed that they belong, are really talented. There's a lot of upside with those guys. So it was kind of, you know, from top to bottom, we just had our group that in skill level training with their screen situational stuff, shooting drills, one-on-one stuff, guys just worked and they grew each and every day and week by week. So we're really pleased and really excited about the group overall.
And Chris, it has to be fun when you see that the guys in the drill work actually each day it's incrementally better, because I feel like sometimes guys get stagnant doing drill work, but see your guy actually got better every day, man. Has to be really exciting when practice start opens up here on the 25th here for real. How like, hey, we got some we work with this year.
Yeah, it does. And Ty, I think, you know, we're kind of now in a little bit like towards the end of our preseason here in September, and it's easy to be excited day one, week one, you know, but what are you going to look like in 2 or 3 weeks? And I think, you know, we saw that a few weeks in, but we had a group that continued to show up every day with an excitement, with an enjoyment of the game and wanting to get better. And I think we try to keep our workouts fun. We try to keep them lively and going, but a credit to our players and our program and team that the guys just, you know, they did their part and they did what they were supposed to. So that allows us as coaches, you know, we've got that juice and that excitement and want to continue to pour into them and keep giving them more and more, you know, to keep helping them get better. So I think that's all, you know, it's a credit to the players. It's certainly hard to do when you're going from on-court stuff to a weight room to, you know, different elements. It's busy, but it's fun when your guys are fully invested and fully committed and fully here to get better too.
And Chris, how have those calls been, man, when you call potential recruits now with knowing who Stonehill is, knowing how you had a great year last year and building something? How are those recruiting calls going now with potential young men and parents now?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we feel they've gone well. Our staff, you know, our guys do a great job. Our Jimmy Langhurst, Herschel Jenkins, Jason Karras, they do such a good job. And, you know, the door's open, I guess, is the easiest way to put it. Like a lot of people now realize we're at the Division I level with where we played and how competitive we were against a lot of teams. You know, even like last year, we played Fordham. Fordham had such a good season last year, and we were in an opening game with them, opening MTE, and we played them really tough. We played them right down to the wire. So when you're calling kids from the New York area or surrounding, they're like, oh, they look at their schedule like, oh, you guys played them that tough. Like, that's allowing us to have some conversations with, you know, a certain type of player that we weren't able to before. And especially telling them who we're playing, you know, at George Washington, at UConn, at Kentucky, you know, at Rutgers, like these these guys want these games, and kids are like, it's excitement on the other end of the phone call when we tell them who we're playing and where we're playing. We're excited, and we feel there's a lot of, you know, a lot of buzz and excitement around what we're doing here at Stonehill.
Well, Chris, man, I'm happy for you, man. Like I told you off there, I'm sorry I missed you in Lakeport. I couldn't believe it. I said, this Miss Chris, that's crazy. But, man,
We will be back for sure. So next time we got to catch up.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, man, I wish you all the best this year, Chris, man. So forward to talking to you out the year, man. Get a big win. I'm going to never call you, man. So
absolutely. I look forward to it, buddy. Awesome. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
See you, buddy.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.